Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Ms. Abigail. This is Carrie Robeson.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hiya. How's everything going so far?
Okay. Can you hold 1 minute, please? I'm going to look for that for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so I did look earlier today. I don't see a waiver yet. I got an email from them. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, I got an email from them about a week and a half ago saying that the application is still pending and they will be in touch with us. I can email them again since I still haven't heard from them. But I did look in the county's portal today already and haven't seen anything on your case.
Oh, right, because they keep on saying I gotta bring back more paperwork, and then when I bring the paperwork, it's something else. I don't get it.
They emailed you again that you need more paperwork?
Yeah, they sent me a piece of a letter and saying that I had to bring it in, and then I brought this stuff in today. I went there today. So they told me if I don't make it today, I had to bring it early in the morning. I'm going to bring it early in the morning, but I don't know what else, because I told them I don't have a five-year bank statement. I only got one not open and one closed, one open. And I have that right now. I have everything.
What did you send them?
I had gave them my bank statement. They said they needed to see the date I opened it and the date it sold.
Okay, just a second.
And they the clinic is asking me what they're doing because they want to know what's going on so far, because I'm going to need, pretty soon, I'm going to need around the clock, because I'm getting ready to have heart surgery, and there's nobody working with me yet.
Yeah.
I have somebody.
One second, Carrie. Sorry. So what did they say you're missing now?
They said I'm missing another bank statement, I have it right here, but I'm going to take it to them today.
Do you have any other bank accounts open from other than what you sent in?
No, I only have PNC Bank, but they closed that account. And then I opened MTA Bank, MT whatever the bank is. I had opened that. I had just gave them that, and they said they needed another one. So I had all the paperwork right here for me to give it to them tomorrow because they're getting ready to close pretty soon.
Okay, so you've got all the missing documents, and you just have to hand it in tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, and you're sure that's all they need? They didn't request anything else?
No. And I had to write a letter. I have to write a letter to tell them that where I'm living in and how much is the electric and the gas and all this. I had just got to write a letter.
Yeah, stating also who you're living with.
Yes.
And you wrote that up?
That's the only thing that's missing is that I have to write a letter and take it to them in the morning.
Okay, so that's what you're going to do, okay?
Yes.
Right? Okay. Yes. Amazing. Carrie, let me know. You can text me tomorrow morning to let me know when you handed it in. And then I'm going to email them right after that to follow up with them, stating that you just sent in all the missing documents, and we are still waiting for the approval. Okay?
Okay.
But like you said, do they need any other financial documents, any other bank statements, or just that letter?
He said this letter, and I have to write up something to say who I live with and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because I noticed people, and they didn't go through what I was going through. They got theirs real quick.
So it could be that because you were missing this letter, that was the issue. I had thought because we sent in all those documents earlier, that was all you needed, but I guess the county...
Excuse me for cutting you off. They didn't have the documents from the last time I had gave it to them. I had gave them a whole package. When I was trying to do home care the first time, and I gave them a whole packet of everything what was going on, I gave them a stack of paper. I don't know where the stack of paper went.
Who did you hand it into?
I handed it to the home care people, because they said I needed around the clock. And I need long-term.
Right, okay. I don't know which agency that was or who you gave that into. I'm not sure what they did with it. Was it another agency?
I'm not sure.
But now it seems that all you're missing is this letter that you're going to give in tomorrow. So let's have you give that in tomorrow. Let me know right when you hand it in, and then I'm going to reach out to the county, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. All right.
Great, sorry. We'll be in touch then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take care. Have a good rest of your day.
Sure.
Thank you.